Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash.
Hello, everybody.
And lock up your nephews. It's Craig Hazel.
Hey!
Oh, he's back.
I'm here. I was going to do the impression that I presume you've done of me for like over a month.
Well, the classic, hello!
Yeah, I thought it might be that, but I worry that I already sounded like, but I'm back. Daddy's back on G-Wing.
Back.
Can I say that yet, being 1,013th? Daddy's back on G-Wing?
Wouldn't have thought so. But, you know, you are back. How was the jungle, mate?
Good. It's like a bloody jungle out there.
Yeah. Excellent.
But is that what you spent the last 6 weeks rying?
Yeah, there were a few different ones that I'd thought of. There was just going to be, snakes off the plane. That was another one. I didn't think that one. And a bush... Tucker, I've been gone a bush Tucker while, and then that's kind of all I had, really.
And that's it.
Sorry. Yeah, but I am back. It's been horrible.
Has it?
Well, no, Australia was lovely. Don't get me wrong. That was nice working over there. But it's been weird not being a gaffer.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
Which, judging by my performance in my team, you can tell that I haven't been. But yeah, so it's been weird. And it's just gutting we didn't win that award.
Obviously, yeah, it is a shame, mate.
I just presumed, you know, we had this rule. You would tell me if we won, if we didn't win, you just wouldn't mention it.
Don't worry about that.
That is a shame about that.
We boycotted the
we didn't go
ceremony.
Oh, good. We're not going. If it, I said good. It's all three of us or none of us.
Yeah, that's it.
But anyway, so yeah, we are all back here to talk FPL. We're here to talk fantasy football. We're here to talk about the last couple of game weeks and what's about to happen at Christmas. It's about to go mental for fixtures, lads.
It is going mental. And do you know what? It seems like the players kind of joined in this union of me not being here and upset, because over the results last game week, which covers about 8 days in Christmas fantasy football world, and we'll go through the results in a sec, but it was bands crazy. People lost their head. Red cards, yellow cards, suspensions, all sorts over the last kind of two game weeks. It's been crazy.
Absolutely mad. Yeah, some very, very vital players are now banned. I mean, we spoke about Aguero's ban last time because it seems like he's been banned for ages. But since then, Costa, bang, he's joined him. Oh, hello, so's Vardy.
Yeah, Vardy, and then about six other Leicester players got booked in that game.
That was mad.
It was a dirty game. It was a dirty game. But we'll have a quick run through the fixtures now, or the results, sorry, and then we'll get on to those bans and what we're going to do, because I think a lot of the questions in part two probably focus on what to do about them. So looking at the game results, all started way back Saturday, 17th of December. We had Chelsea with a 1-0 win against Palace, which is where Costa scored. Didn't get sent off, but obviously got the yellow card to push him over the threshold. And I don't even know who you boys have got, but Ash, that's always the worry of Costa, isn't it? He's great, he'll score goals, but part and parcel is there's yellow cards and bans, so you can't really complain.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but somebody told me, I mean, it was like Don Monahan or whatever, that it was a textbook Christmas sending off. Oh, yellow card, where he's like, it would be quite nice to have Boxing Day off.
I'd love to just eat
and
some
like,
turkey.
And really casually, like, push someone or something.
Yeah.
And then didn't even argue. It was like,
It's difficult for Diego Costa because a Christmas fixtures for him means that he doesn't get to see his grandkids. And that's upsetting
that's
for him.
It's tough on
and
anyway.
That's really
and,
tough.
And one of them turns 18 this Christmas as well.
Exactly.
So
and you can't miss that, Diego.
No,
family's important in Spain.
He's a good lad. But do you know what? I bought Costa in just before this. And I knew it was an inevitability that it was going to happen. He was just going to get that one more yellow card and then bang. But it's been worth it because, like, you know, it was Chelsea 1, Palace 0. But it was 1-0 and it was a Costa goal. And that's happened a lot recently. Chelsea just scraping through 1-0 and it's a Costa goal. So, I mean, it is worth it. And, you know, he's only banned for just one game week.
He's been my only, obviously my team's in disarray, but he's been like my only consistent performer, really. And he's kind of, in a weird way, people aren't giving him quite the credit that he deserves. His goal return in the last sort of few games has been insane. I think there's only, since they played Swansea way back when in game week 4, there's only been 4 occasions that he hasn't scored a goal. 4 matches that he hasn't scored a goal.
Yeah.
So
he's been the most consistent, hasn't he?
It's an insane return. Yeah. So he's kind of worth the ban. Ash, though, your point quickly on that, the once Christmas off. I don't know if anyone's read, if any listeners have read The Secret Footballer, which is an ex-Premier League and Football League striker who gives who kind of lifts the lid on different football stuff. He says that's a legitimate thing that happens. especially in the Championship, where people pick up extra yellow cards deliberately so they can have Christmas off.
100%. Definitely. Every Christmas, a few people do it. Where they do, like, really innocuous fouls right at the end of the game.
Yeah.
That they know are going to get them booked, but nothing more than that.
Exactly. Just calling the ref a fuckwit in the 92nd minute. just to get yourself a yellow card.
It's like podcast hosts that like go off to Australia, you know, so they don't have to go to a bloody awards do in Manchester and possibly miss out on getting an award.
You just ruin the secret podcaster out next year for Christmas 2017. So next game on the list was Middlesbrough. We have to talk about this because Tom is going to grandstand here. Middlesbrough beat Swansea 3-0. First thing that means is, I don't see a way that Swansea don't get relegated at the end of the season because they're in a world of bother. Second thing is, Alvaro Negredo bags two goals. Tommy Teabag only went and captained him.
Three words for you. Negredo. Okay. I stuck the armband on him. He hadn't scored for, six games or something? You know, I popped the armband on. I looked at it, right? And I thought, do you know what? I'm going to use my intuition. I'm going to make a little Christmas wish and I'm going to hopefully try and actually make a decent decision for once this season in FPL. And it paid off. I popped the armband on Negredo and he scored twice. Because I was thinking, you know, it's against Swansea. I mean, I'm saying me. It was my mate Rob. My mate Kidney Rob. He went for a pint with him and he went, oh, do you know what? I've captained Negredo. And I went, yep, good idea. Did it there and then and now I look like a genius.
Well, you did.
I did, probably shouldn't have mentioned it on the podcast, but that was decent for me. That brought me up a little bit, but nice. But yeah, Swansea are in fucking dire straits, aren't they?
They're in all sorts of trouble. I've kept Sigurdsson in because he still actually scores quite well, but they are in dire straits. And Kidney Rob, if you've got a tip for next week, email us, tweet us, let us know because, you know, we need some tips, Kidney Rob.
I can have a word with him. I can have a word with Kidney, yeah.
Assume he wasn't here for the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, that is a shame. Could have had him on. No, he has dialysis on a Tuesday, so he couldn't do it. Next up, we've got Stoke 2, Leicester 2. That was quite a good game, though. I did think that was...
Scoring-wise, though, obviously, it bust all clean sheets. Alan, Bojan and Marty and Ajoa scored literally no one any points, apart from the people who still have Joe Allen from his last little flurry of activity. FPI. And like I say, yellow cards for Leicester. Mm. Fuchs, Simpson, Huth, Albrighton, King, Slimani, and then the red for Vardy.
Red for Vardy, which I don't think was that bad, really, Vardy.
It wasn't that. He was unlucky. He kind of got spun round as he did it. So he was a bit unlucky, but he is a little scrote, isn't he? So you're kind of like, fair enough.
Yeah, he is. I had Joe Allen as my first sub on the bench, which was annoying. But, you know, with Vardy out now, is Yoloa/Yajoa going to be the talk of the town again?
I think it's going to be more... Ajoa was thrown on because they were desperate to try and get goals late on, so it's still Slimani will be... Chico Slimani will be the first, the main man there, I think. Sunderland...
Just to stop you there. While we are talking about Leicester, it wouldn't be right if we didn't now do... Does Craig know about that? Has Craig been around during the feature?
I don't even know if Craig's...
I know what you're going to do, but no, I haven't been. I just know it through the Twitter sphere.
You've never witnessed it live?
No.
Well, let's key up the jingle to do the most popular feature in British broadcasting. It's Where's Wallers? Where's Wallers?
Where is Wallers?
He's at a Christmas market in Birmingham. So Sunderland won... Watford 0. Sunderland 1, Watford 0.
Yeah.
How do we feel about that?
Well, Van Aanholt is scored the goal. He is one of those where you never think to pick up a defender from Sunderland because they're awful, but Van Aanholt is a pretty consistent scorer when it comes to that. He gets forward a lot, and let's be honest, he shouldn't be at Sunderland. Probably, which is always a good sign. Same with Sigurdsson and Swansea. Even though they're terrible, he's always worth a stab. He's on 56 points for the season. He only costs you 5 million. That's his third goal of the season, which isn't bad for a left back. If he wedged in with a couple more assists, then he'd probably be higher up. But yeah, so it was a bit of a non-event FPL-wise for a lot of people.
A lot of people put their eggs in the basket of strong sausage, a.k.a. Anachibi. We had a lot of people tweeting us. I don't know if they just wanted to tweet us strong sausage, but a lot of people stuck old Anna Chibi in, and nothing happened. And again, Defoe, he got the assist there, but I fancied him to to get a bit.
Well, he's having possibly the best season of his career, and so
isn't he?
So you thought he'd be up there, but so a bit of a washout FPL wise. Unless you had Van Aanholt, who got the clean sheet and a goal and bonus points, so he had a bit of a blinder, to be honest with you. Yeah. And then West Ham, actually, West Ham won, Ash.
We're on a pretty healthy winning streak.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Well, we survived the... we had those four fixtures of doom.
Mm-hmm.
Came through those.
Oh, yeah. And you said if we survive that, we can survive anything.
Yeah. So we, got a couple of draws.
When you say you survived it, I mean, no one actually died. But
yeah,
it's not
we didn't
good.
Get relegated mid-season.
Yeah,
they just true. Right, cut it off. Some sudden death that you guys are out.
Mm.
So, I think we're the new Leicester.
There you go, the new Leicester. And Mark Noble, obviously, meaning that no one's got him, surely. So that's not much for anyone. And clean sheets, have you got Winston Reid and et cetera, et cetera. And then the fixture that we kind of... I wanted to talk about a little bit, actually, coming back. Man United beating West Brom 2-0. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, two goals.
He
really is. I did think he was a lot of shit but for a little while. But... his return has been incredible. Seven goals?
Is it seven? Maybe seven and six, yeah.
No, it's more than that, isn't it?
Is it?
Isn't it something like... Oh, hasn't he scored...
goals.
An amount of goals.
It works out as seven and seven, but if you can make it sound... You can make it sound better if you cut the last couple of games off, but it's one of those. But he's... And the funniest thing today, I saw a headline on BBC saying... Jose Mourinho would like to extend stay at United. So of course he fucking would. He's doing bang average of a 35-year-old saving his ass. I'm pretty sure he would love to stay there longer. Otherwise, where'd he go?
Wasn't he saying I think, you know, if they offered me a contract, you know, I'd think about it. It's like, he literally just got there.
Ridiculous. Yeah, so ridiculous. And if you remember, when Dom first came on the pod, he did say, you know what Mourinho will do. He'll come in, he'll have his one season, his second season will be good, and then he'll leave you in a bit of a state. And so we'll see if he does it. But Dom probably forgets he says that now because he wants to be on the Mourinho train. I don't know.
Maybe.
So Zlatan, have you guys got him? If not, are you bringing him in now with all the suspensions?
No, he's 35% picked, which has gone up quite a bit. I'm assuming that's a lot of the Aguero money. And I mean, if you're getting rid of Costa and he's out for one game, you're a bloody idiot. But I don't know. I don't think I could bring him in. I had him at the start, but I had him at the tail end of when he was scoring, and he just... it was too much money for him to stop scoring. So, I don't think I'm tempted, to be fair.
He'd have to dropping somebody really good in midfield.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And it's not worth it for me.
I've got him.
You've got him.
Yeah. I brought him in. But then what have I got to lose?
Well, I mean, dignity, gone.
Gone.
Friendships, gone.
Virginity, gone. So
virginity, gone at last
that.
In the jungle.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
To John Fashanu, was on the side.
You didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it. Who won it?
Scarlett Moffat from Gogglebox.
It's like a foreign language to me.
So how much time did you actually get to spend on TV? Because I saw about 2 seconds of it.
Yeah, we did.
Basically...
We had loads of people tweeting us saying that you were actually on telly for a little bit.
Yeah.
I was on a couple of times, just because crew have to be in shot and do stuff now and then.
That is classic, Craig. Can we get a volunteer to be the guy who does this? Oh, well, for fuck's sake, if it has to be me. No, Craig, it doesn't. It could be anybody. Right, I'll do it. No, seriously. Do you want to let someone else have a chance? Fuck off, pal. I'm doing it.
That's
okay.
Not even slightly. In fact, I turned down one opportunity where I was supposed to try and pick up Stacey Solomon, but I was worried I was too weak. So I didn't do it.
Really?
Yeah. There's nothing in these biceps, mate. So it was a no for me. But there you go. Nothing to lose. Back from Australia, back with the vengeance. Do you know, I did have a couple of decent weeks, actually, where it was all right, and then it's all gone to shit again, which we'll talk about with the leagues, I'm sure. Mm. South Coast derby, if you will. Not really, but because Pompey are so awful, Bournemouth, Southampton kind of becomes one. That was 3-1 for Southampton, with Jay Rodriguez scoring two. I saw a lot of people had Nathan Ake at Bournemouth.
We had a lot of tweets from people saying that they bought Ake in.
Maybe it was after his turn against Liverpool, and they just thought he'd be quite a good bench player that you bring in now and then. So a lot of people kind of cashed in there with him. And then a big game, City versus Arsenal.
Oh,
what happened? Yeah. Did you watch it in a pub with Kidney Rob?
No, he's not allowed to drink too much, Kidney Will. But he, I did watch some of it, yes. I did watch some of it in between fathering my child. It wasn't great. Again, a classic. It's the second week we've done it. We go ahead early and then fucking flop it. We did it the week before with Everton. Really, really fucking annoying. Yeah, if we'd have got at least 3-4 points out of those two games.
I wonder how many people still had Sterling. Because I only just gave up on him.
For me, have you just got rid of that? See, I'm going to bring him in, I think. I think that might be my change this week. I always wait until the pod so that I can talk to you two about it. I think I might bring Sterling in this week. Because he played up front, obviously, with no Aguero. It was him up front on his own. Because Ian Acho, who, that was my big tip last time, I was like, bring him in. I think you should bring him in because he scored every time that Aguero was banned last time. He didn't do anything, so Guardiola lost faith in him. He was only on the bench, and started Sterling up front. Sterling scored. So
starting Sterling up front is mental because he's the worst
finisher.
Of the ball ever. Yeah.
But he scored, and he did look busy as fuck up.
Well, that's the thing. Finishing's the thing that's missing. If he was a good finisher, he'd be playing wherever he wanted in the world. But he can't finish. But that game was frustrating FPL wise because there was two people that most of us have given up of eventually, and Sterling and Walcott both score, and they're two people that I've, very annoying, true. Very frustrating FPL people. Spurs beat Burnley 2-1. Dele Alli scoring, hasn't scored much this season. Someone captained Danny Rose.
Really?
There was someone on Twitter captained Danny Rose. So he scored, got obviously top bonus points and all that jazz.
Nothing for Kane. Everyone, there was a lot of people tweeting us their balls with Kane captain.
I did.
Did you?
I captained Kane both game weeks. Just because I thought he had scored a few before, kind of hit a little bit of form. They had two good games, home games, and then not only that, but obviously Spurs defenders at home to Burnley you're fancying. So I was quite Spurs heavy, and that's who I brought. That's why I've got Ibrahimovic because I just fucked off Kane in the end. I've had enough.
Yeah, see, I've brought Kane in for my secret sausage team, which is doing bloody brilliantly. Nothing these last couple of weeks for Kane, so he might have to go.
My secret sausage team is still lost. Lost in sausage.
Oh, I forgot about that. We'll find your sausage.
Maybe it's a Christmas market in Birmingham.
Maybe that's where your sausage has slipped off to.
Yeah. And then last game of the game week was the Merseyside Derby, which is a bit of a dull one. I watched it. I don't know if you did. And a late goal.
Although it was 1-0 in the end, but 0-0 for 94 minutes. It wasn't the worst game.
No.
It was
all right.
It
was
worse 0-0.
But there were no shots on target in about 60 minutes. So it's a bit like, but Sadio Mane, I've got him. So finally someone did something. That was a goal. And obviously if you had Liverpool defenders, then you're a bit mad, but you got clean sheets.
Wasn't the highlight of that? Didn't steak and cheese? Or what was the name?
The steak and cheese. The wolf and the cheese. Yeah, Robles and Stecklenburg.
They cross paths.
They cross paths, which is very, very rare. We had a lot of tweets from people saying, the wolf and the cheese. I don't think we've ever formally organised which one is the wolf and the cheese. I think Stecklenburg sounds like cheese.
Yeah. I think that's the cheese because it was always Robles and Steckenberg as you pronounce them.
Yeah, Robles and Steckenberg.
The wolf and the cheese. So we did get a few tweets. If people are thinking we're talking in code, I bet there's loads of, like, government agencies going, what are these guys doing? They're talking about wolves and cheese. Something's happening. Something's brewing.
Something's going on,
Don't you think Mignolet sounds like a steak, though?
Mignolet, it does,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this is a better game. Let's just talk about this. Mignolet sounds like a steak.
Steckenberg sounds like a cheese.
Sounds like a cheese.
I don't know.
Just trying to think of some more.
Yeah. Maybe later. Maybe off air. So that was the game week where they come thick and fast now. So that was 17th, 18th, 19th of December. And obviously later on we're going to talk about what happens Boxing Day afterwards, New Year. It's just football everywhere. It's bloody great.
Yeah, it is. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of fixtures. A lot of potential to rise like the proverbial salmon. Or fall from grace, like a little boy in a jungle. So it's interesting. But Craig, have you got the top 10?
I do,
mate.
In 10th place at the moment is 0, Praveen Sindhu. In ninth place on 983 points is Notice Me Senpai, Matthias Haldorsen. Sounds like a Scandi, mate.
Definitely one of the Scandinavian.
Eighth place is Are You Blind for Fuchs Ake, Robert Orty. In seventh place is Legendary Azam with his team Confem Le Top FA. I'm probably murdering all these names.
Do you know what? You're doing a lot better than me. It's been fucking tenuous listening to me reading out people's names on the doing the top 10. It takes 20 minutes. We've got Indabafona Gotama. We have to have people going, has Tom had a drug?
You sound deaf. Indignated and
don't do that. We're turning the war.
You're going to mug off all our deaf listeners.
Our deaf listeners are now being completely alienated.
Yeah.
And if you're not subscribed to the Braille version of the podcast.
Good idea, Braille version of the podcast.
Braille's not for deaf people, but we'll carry on.
Oh, yeah. Very good point.
deaf people can read, Ash. That's offensive. In sixth place is Andreas Toft with Dynamo Torshov. Fifth place, interestingly, the only person in the top 10 with a red arrow is Mitch Maynard, BTSTU,
who
used to be a number one, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he was. He has been, yeah.
In fourth place, Harry Strouts with Good Kante.
Top for a long time.
Third place with a green arrow is Steve Clift, listener.
Oh, Clift Pallet.
Clift Pallet's back. Clifty's mediocre 11. And then in second place is, still in second, Eirik Borander with his St. Hans Haugen's Helter. And then in first place, with NRW trademark, it's Nissan Mahanan, which might be a misspelling of Monaghan, I don't know. But Nissan Mahanan. So there's some people there I don't recognise, but you guys probably do.
Yeah, there's a few, but there are a few new ones to the top 10. Yes. Yeah.
And we're getting rid of the Scandies. We're weeding them out.
We are, aren't we? Yeah.
So I think we should give a shout out to somebody.
Yeah.
Manager of the month for November.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we forgot to do that the other day, didn't we?
You win nothing.
Wait, November or December? November.
November.
Yeah, we didn't do November.
We're still in December. Yeah.
So, interestingly, fourth in November was fourth in the league. League. Yeah. It's Harry Strouts.
Harry Strouts.
Right.
But the top overall is Chris Sargent.
Sarge.
Sargo.
Who's 12th in the league altogether.
Onion Sargy.
Congrats.
That's very good, Congrats. Yeah. Sarge of the Light Brigade.
Yeah, so what we'll do, we'll draw you a picture or something, just post it to you.
Well, I don't overly commit.
No.
Tom will draw a horse.
Yeah, why not?
So where are we, Tom?
Right, our positions, lads. We'll go from the top. Ash, you are still daddy of G-Wing very much. 457th, 9-click wanker. Little note, you're on the same points as Ben Dinnery, the lovely...
injury expert.
Lovely gentleman, yeah, injury expert.
That's that experts...
Bend the injury
together.
Yeah, experts together at 457.
Do you think he should change his Twitter handle to Ben Dingery?
Dingery, yeah.
Oh.
And then have like some kind of like his Twitter bio could be like, got an injury, come and talk to Dingery.
Yeah.
Something like that, you know, something. Just need a bit.
You're welcome, Ben.
Yeah, no worries. Right, me, Big T Dog, 768, 15 click.
What?
Yeah, I know.
What?
I'm dying.
I went away for a week.
I know.
When I left, we were together.
No, we weren't. We
holding hands.
No, I was
skipping down the street.
At that point, I'd already gone 150 places down.
I think you were 5 places ahead of me.
No, I was.
You've fallen like the proverbial.
I have. No, I've gone up a little bit. I was down at like 860th at one point.
Me,
I had a terrible one. It was getting rid of Sanchez, but I'm not going back into that. Awful. But to make us all feel better, Craig, 1008th, mate, 20 click wanker.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did get jump out the you know into the top 1,000.
I was top 1,000 because I had picked Origi before anyone really had, so that did quite well. It's not been great, mate.
It's not been great, has it?
No,
but, you know, there's lots of time. There is lots and lots of time.
Not
and
enough.
Trust me, if I can drop 300 places in a couple of weeks, you can.
Well, the point for the Danny Rose person, the person who captained Danny Rose went from 450th to like 118th in our league.
There you go. Life, isn't it? That's life. Dominic Monaghan is 383rd, 7-click wanker, making us look bad. Yeah, he's smashing it up. And then in the second biggest feature on British radio, it's...
Wait.
Go on.
Oh, So, if you're not a Patreon Gold subscriber,
right? Okay.
Throw your iPod in the river. You're not allowed to listen to this.
Not allowed to listen to this. Yeah. The acclaimed Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. Tom Davis from Murder in Successville, 936th. Tom Davis, not from Murder in Successville, 534th in the Gaffer Tapes League. And then the final bit that Craig may not even know about this is Kramer versus Kramer. Erin Cram, 72nd in the Gaffer Tapes League. She is the wife. One click. She's a solid one clicker. And Heath Cram, the husband, 128th.
It's close.
Yeah, he's gone pretty far down. Two click wanker. That's it. And also, little side note, Guy Hamilton, win a date with Guy Hamilton, is now 171st. So that shows how far you can drop.
Yeah, sorry, Guy.
The matter of weeks, so I apologise, mate. I hope you have a lovely Christmas, though.
Really. And if you don't donate, you can turn back on now, Ash, is that right?
Yeah.
No, if you... It was over.
Oh, that's it. That's the end of the podcast.
I presume anybody doing it did... if you're not a Patreon subscriber and you haven't thrown your iPod in the river...
Mm.
Wow, yeah. How immoral.
You better be doing... Immoral. Go to a homeless shelter at Christmas.
Yeah.
And then tell...
Or just go to...
Retrospectively, go on to Patreon.
Yeah.
And just give us all your money.
All your money.
Yeah, that's way better than spending time in a homeless shelter. I'll take that back because it smells. Definitely. And stuff. So, yeah, get donating. Unless things are... Oh, go on, Ash, sorry.
No, obviously, Craig's right. Go to the homeless shelter and get them to subscribe. Correct.
Unless things are changed, in part two, we go through tweets. And in part three, we've got a quiz and looking forward to fixtures. Is that still right?
Yeah, and then part four is naked, the naked part, but we'll get into that.
Coming. Oh, okay, well, all that stuff, hopefully and hopefully not. Some of it is all coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
This is Carl Donnelly.
This is Chris Martin.
And we together do the Carl Donnelly and Chris Martin comedy podcast.
Original title.
Yeah. But we got in early doors and never got around to changing it.
Yeah. It's a podcast where we...
talk... Carapola.
Carapola. Let's make up words like that. Yeah. It's different every time. There's no point to it. But do you know what it's like? It's like having a drink with your mates down the pub.
But you're really funny best mates.
Really funny best mates.
Where can I get it?
Go on carlandchrispodcast.com.
Or go on iTunes.
Just type in Carl Donnelly.
Or Chris Martin.
Don't type in Chris Martin. Type in Carl Donnelly for obvious reasons.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. I should say award-winning fantasy football podcast. I haven't got to say that yet. It is fun. I see why you do it so much. That's pretty good. It is really good, yeah. Obviously it's that time of the podcast, unless something's changed dramatically, where we read through the things you've been sending us, either by email, by Twitter, by whatever means possible, because we're so bloody multimedia now. But first up, we're going to read some things you've sent us in 140 characters over the last couple of weeks in a little segment, hopefully still called...
Tweets for my team!
Don't ask me.
Yeah,
Just looking at his phone. Dramatic. Just so bloody complacent. Now that Craig's back, it's like I can take my foot off the gas.
I thought Craig was going to do it.
No.
I thought the whole thing was that I don't do it.
No, you do it. That's the whole bloody reason you're here.
Nearly three years, guys. Nearly three years.
Wait a minute. Before we carry on then, I'm going to do a thing I always do where I interrupt whatever segment we're about to do.
Just constantly. Is this where you're going to talk about going to LA? Is that what you're going to do?
No.
Are we not going to do it? Is it like where we've won the podcast, we didn't mention for the first section that, you know, that we won, and then we talked about it in the second? We're just going to talk about you going to LA and meeting up with Don Monahan?
I don't think it's relevant, is it?
No?
Plus, it was hardly fun. You wouldn't have liked it at all.
Yeah.
Did he ask about you, actually.
Did he talk about me?
He was like, how's Tom enjoyed the jungle?
And how's Craig liking fatherhood? Yeah,
yeah. I know. I think it'd be better if just over the course of the next 3 years, I just dropped...
Just drop an anecdote. Like the whole day, like drinking, having fun, and like kissing and stuff, and like getting up to like celebrity capers, and you probably both shagged Megan fucking Fox. Unbelievable.
There was one time we were like, oh, well, we'll get into it later. But so I was looking at the league, right?
Yes.
And I was surprised how far I didn't have to go from Craig to get to the bottom of the league.
Okay.
He's not very far from the bottom.
That was mean, yeah.
But the person who is third from bottom, mm-hmm. his team name is Pins on Dicks, hashtag meta.
Right.
Okay.
Timmy, quotes, Wallace Brady.
Timmy Wallace Brady.
Yeah, that's a classic. So, that's a secret sausage team right there.
Sausage team from someone that's been a listener for a long time.
But do we think that's him or somebody who's super meta?
No, I don't think it's Evan Brady. I wouldn't say. No, I think that's like Mr. Super Meta Man.
That's a super meta man, yeah.
I'm Super Meta Man.
Is that Chuck?
Probably Chuck.
It could be one of Chuck's 9 teams that is probably throughout that league. Possibly. But that is a massive callback, not only because we named one of our listeners' children, or we tried to, because he left the delivery room to set his team over in America, and obviously covers the story about that, I can't remember her name, Jody Cunningham, who got tricked.
That was the question in my meta quiz, wasn't it?
Right.
In the episode, one of the episodes that you weren't here.
I wonder whether now, actually looking at these, is our league just completely full of secret sausages?
Yeah. Oh, there's loads of them.
The bottom person.
Yeah.
It's called, this is so fucking meta.
Yeah.
Is, I don't know how you pronounce that.
Tatiana Sausage.
Tatiana Banana.
Yeah.
That's got to be a thing, hasn't it?
Is it?
It's got to be secret sausage. The strong sausage.
There's so much secret.
Yeah.
There's so much secret sausage kicking about. And that might be the longest distance between a jingle and a feature that broadcasting's ever known.
Ever.
Here's with a tweet or two, Tommy Tweety.
Yeah, okay, we're trying to I asked for tweets, and I mean, we got about 2 football-related ones and 50 mental ones. We got one from the Ogra Bilius. Haven't used my wild card and don't really need to. Is there any point just for the sake of it? Hashtag too good at FPL.
Yeah, I was about to say, we get it, mate. You don't need a wild card. What a dick. I already don't like him.
Yeah, but do you know what? I spoke to someone else who hasn't used theirs yet. And do you know what? It might have been Kidney Rob, actually. Might have been Kidney Rob. And because he can only get to the library once a week. And he hasn't used his wild card yet. And he's like, should I just use it? And I was like, well, if you don't use it, you lose it. But then if you don't need it, I don't understand why you wouldn't at least tinker and have a look.
Or just make
go. See if you can make it any better.
Everyone must want to make at least like 3 transfers.
Yeah, have a little tinker and see what you do, but always screen grab your initial team, so, you know.
See, I'm in that situation where I can't wait to get to use the next wild card.
You're going
to
use it straight away.
But I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with it. So it's...
Yeah. No, I think I'm going to wait. I think I can potentially build up. I mean, over these next few weeks, if you don't... Because there's so many game weeks so close together, if you don't use all your free transfers, you can, you know, build them up a little bit. You can always have a couple of transfers and then, you know, make 3 changes for 4 points or whatever.
I mean, if you're sat in 1,008th and you don't think you need to use your wild card right away, you're an idiot. And that's where I am.
That he isn't there.
No, I am.
No, you are, mate. Yeah,
to my me. But then also there's transfers to be made, you know, real life transfers. And so you don't want to miss out on any of them.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of movement transfer window-wise, isn't there?
Exactly.
So that'll be worth it, yeah. There was another football-related one. Is it an... It's from Sour Troubadour, the Jamie T fan who tweets us. Is it an absolute must to bring Aguero back in time for his return, or maybe wait a bit? I've spread his money around now! I think a lot of people are going to have that issue, aren't they? Do you bring him back straight away?
Has he learned his lesson? That's the question, Tom.
Exactly. I mean,
has he learned his lesson?
It depends. It really depends whether how you've got rid of him. If you've done the straight swap for Ibrahimovic
and kept a little bit of money,
but then I still don't think you do anyway because Ibrahimovic is on form.
Yeah.
Man City aren't really, are they?
No. Well, someone tweeted us, didn't they? And they said, bring him back, but bring him back before. So, like, pretty much almost now, do you know what I mean? So that his price doesn't rise with everyone bringing him back.
Yeah.
Or, you know, sort of like at the very, very start of a game week, bring him back. But no, I'm going to see what life's like without him. I do say that every time. But
I don't think his form was so good that he warrants being brought straight back in. He had a couple of big games. Obviously, Chelsea scored -1. The kind of 6 or 7 weeks before that, for me to rattle off some numbers like someone in a beautiful mind, was 12... Yeah. 2, 6, 16, 1, minus 1, 2. That's not really 13.5 million's worth or 12.8 now, but million pounds worth of form. So I don't think you should be rushing to bring him back in, though.
No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, good shout. Yeah, I don't think I will, personally. But then I always say that, and then I always have to anyway, because he, as soon as he does hit form, you think, right, the floodgates have opened. Let's fucking do it. Yeah, good shout. I hope that answers your question. I got a tweet from Michael Dravniex.
Yeah.
Which key players are heading to AFCON in January that we should start transferring out? And I think that was a bloody good question. And also, Magnus Westerland tweeted us, but it wasn't quite as concise as that. He just went, Africa Cup. That was his tweet. I think he's trying to say the same thing. He just said Africa Cup.
That was amazing.
So, yeah. So, yeah, what do you think? What big players are going to be going off to AFCON in Jan?
Well, because Nigeria didn't qualify,
mm-hmm.
quite a lot of the classic players aren't going.
Sunday Elise, so like, Taribo West, JJ Okocha, none of them will be there, is that what you're saying?
No, really? JJ Okocha's not going up there?
Exactly.
I'm not worried, Rob.
So, like, not people probably won't have them anyway, but like Victor Moses and John Obi Mikel.
Moses, I think people...
Yeah, quite a few people have got Moses, man. Yeah.
Scoring points, man.
So, Ian Nacho. Torre. So none of those are going.
None of them are going.
So basically, it's not too bad because...
Wait, which Touré? No. Which Touré's Nigerian?
Ivory Coast. What's his name? It's Yaya's not going because he's retired.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But so he's not going. So the only people that are going, like the whole Leicester team, are basically having a jolly off to Africa.
Yeah.
So they might be a bit fucked, but people haven't really got them. Like, well, Slimani is Algerian, isn't he?
So yeah, Slimani will be going.
Oh, with Mahrez.
Mahrez will be going.
That's probably not good for Leicester.
The one that I thought of as soon as you asked that question, Tom, was in my side, I looked at Sadio Mane is Senegalese. So he will be going. So he is a bit of a loss. Other than that, I don't think there are many players like Ash said that people kind of have as a mainstay, to be honest with you, because West Ham have a few players going in Fuguli, Koyate, Sako and Ayew, but...
Oh, shit, anyway.
Who's got any of them? We're pretty much covering the conclusive list here. And then
Zaha is one.
Zaha's switched allegiance, hasn't he?
Yeah, so I think that's definitely one.
Yeah, Zaha, Mane, and then if you've got Eric Bailly at Man United, they're probably the three most picked ones in that list, to be honest with you. But I think less than most years, it won't affect you. But Sporting Life have a really good article on who's off to the African nations. It came out 2 days ago. So if you Google that, it's got a conclusive list and a rundown of who's going, who's not going. Doesn't obviously include all of the players who aren't African not going, just the ones... Mm.
That's
a long old article. Long, but yeah, Sporting Life, go and have a look on that, and there's a really good article on it. Good question, though.
That is a really good question. That's a very good answer. There isn't that many going, though.
No,
there.
Not really.
Excellent. Keep them round. Keep them bloody round.
There's one person, sorry, who I didn't realise
wasn't African.
Max Gradle.
He's African.
Plays for Ivory Coast, apparently.
Yeah.
Knowledge.
This feels like
I'm not gonna lie to you, right? I don't know who that is anyway. It's just washed over me. It really hasn't had any effect. Talking of Zaha, as we did a couple of seconds ago, we got a tweet from Nino.
Yeah.
Question for the pod. Should I aim for Kane/Costa/Zlatan front line, or is a Kapuei/Zaha and a 4.9 mid too weak? #FBL. Yeah. It's too weak, man. Kapuwe just has not been getting points recently. Zaha has hit a bit of form, but for 4.9 mil.
But with Kane, Costa, Zlatan up front.
Yeah, but how much do you need Kane now? I think drop Kane, get Defoe, and get yourself an extra 5 mil on that midfield.
Two things.
No, the difference between Kane and Defoe isn't 5 mil.
It's not far off, is it? 4 mil?
No, it's like...
No, Kane's 11.
Defoe's quite expensive, isn't he?
Kane's 11 and...
Kane's 11.2. 7.6
or something.
What I will say is, ordinarily, price-wise, it's not a problem, but Kane, as a guy who's had Kane for the last few weeks, he doesn't represent value, so no, you absolutely shouldn't. So the two things are, Kane, his last few weeks, he scored 2 points in his last three consecutive games. He got a 13 before that, and that's why it's kind of flattered it, and a 13 two weeks previous to that. And also...
And one of them was he scored a lot of penalties as well.
And then Zaha is off to Africa. as we've just found out. So I don't see a problem with having that higher price strike force, but I don't think you're getting much value for Kane when someone like Defoe, who wouldn't save you as much money as Tom thought initially, it still probably gives you one stronger midfielder in there. So I don't think Kane should be in that front three.
Gives you a few mil, doesn't it? Yeah. No, I don't think Kane's the way to go. Definitely not. And Kapuei, for me, no. He hasn't been scoring for quite a while. Right. JFP at Flay Petty tweeted us. Best strike partnership the Premier League has ever seen. # Cole York. What secondary meat do you have for Christmas dinner? # beef.
First question, is he telling us his answer? Is he telling us what the answer is and that we shouldn't talk about it? Is he just sort of saying, listen.
Well, there is a question mark in there.
Right.
What's the best one you've ever seen? # Cole York, I'm assuming, and then that is his answer.
That's his answer. York. Okay. Mm. Well, I saw this tweet, Tom, and I'm not going to lie, I did a bit of research.
Okay.
I did a bit of research because I thought everyone always talks about York and Cole and they always say bloody great strike partnership in the 98-99 season. And it's always someone down a pub who probably never really watched football but just likes to talk in the background, say, go, don't make them like they used to, Cole and York. So Cole and York that season scored 35 goals between them as a combined goals.
What, obviously, Premier League goals?
Yes.
Yeah.
So obviously, I think so anyway. So obviously that's only one side of the story because they won a treble that season. It's phenomenal. But I do think they were better out there. So I instantly looked up what Cole scored with Beardsley when he was at Newcastle.
Okay.
So they scored 35 between them, Cole and York. Cole and Beardsley in the 93-94 season scored 55 goals between them.
Fucking hell.
So 20 more goals. And not only that, Suarez and Sturridge scored 52 between them.
Shit,
so I actually, because they were my first thought, even though they didn't win anything, I actually think Suarez, Sturridge in my lifetime might be the best performance I've seen. Just because I think Suarez, even though an absolute arsehole, might be one of the best players we've ever seen in the Premier League, to be honest.
Yeah.
When you look
what
sprung
to mind for me was Shearer and Sutton.
Yeah. Shearer and Sutton. So. They're obviously on this list. Shearer and Sutton, Blackburn Rovers, 94-95, scored 49 goals between them. So 14 more than York and Cole. And obviously they were such huge underdogs winning the title. So that's always massive. And then the other one, which is quite surprising, is Kevin Phillips and Niall Quinn for a newly promoted team for Sunderland in 99-2000, scored 44. So that's 9 goals more than York and Cole ever scored. Obviously, they were sharing striking duties with Sheringham and Solskjaer, but if you were that good, would you really share them? Because you don't see Aguero sharing many of them now.
No.
So yeah, so that's my answer. Oh, meat. I don't eat turkey on Christmas Day. So
don't you?
Not anymore.
Oh, here we go. Wait. Here we fucking go. Come on, then. He's been in the jungle for a while.
Yeah, I eat dingo now, mate.
Yeah.
No, about last year, for the first year, my whole family, I still go home to my mum, dad's, and my sister, niece, nephew, all there. Yeah. And we kind of realised like no one really liked turkey. So bearing in mind, you have to pay about 70 quid for a big turkey. They just went, should we just...
70 quid for a big turkey?
Yeah,
if you're
feeding like 9 or 10 people, you're going to pay 70 quid for a turkey from Tesco. Yeah. And so we were just like, well, should we just get a really nice bit of beef? And we had
just get a really nice bit of beef.
And so we just had roast beef, but the like nicer roast beef than you could normally afford. So yeah, we had beef. And if you keep pledging on Patreon, we can all have a nice beef at Christmas. So
yeah.
I think a nice free range beef with some quinoa.
I was going to make the quinoa joke, but he's shaking his head. He's really upset that we've done that. It's like, oh God, we haven't mentioned it much when you haven't been.
It's funny because somebody I met in LA, kept talking about it.
What
kept
about
going,
quinoa?
Oh, that Tom's a bit weird, isn't he? Only eating like free range vegan sausages. The funny thing is, he's not going to realise the in joke of it because he doesn't know. And so we're just enforcing it. He's like, oh yeah. So when they keep talking about Tom being in the jungle.
No, don't. It's not doing anything for my, like I said, nothing for my street cred because I tell everyone, like, me and Dom are like best mates.
Hey, you are. He just
Very
thinks
close.
You live in the jungle.
He just thinks I'm, he thinks you're me. Anyway, what about your meat Christmas situation? Because it is a Christmas special. We should say that. So
it is a Christmas special.
So what is what's your Christmas dinner situation?
Me, it's always a bit of gammon, mate. Bit of gammon goes with the turkey.
Nice.
Love a bit of gammon.
Right.
Mm. Ash?
Go on.
What do you guys think?
Corned beef and fizz whiz.
Do you guys have starters at Christmas?
No! What kind of crazy guy are you?
No, we don't have starters, but we're always snacking. What do you do? Tell us. I mean, I'm very intrigued.
My mum, for some reason, until this year, she's finally stopped it. Makes fucking prawn cocktail for some reason.
That's right.
That's quite traditional, I think. That's quite traditional.
Yeah, it is. That's why they do it. But I don't like prawn cocktail, so I'm always out. Well,
you mean the crisps, right?
Yeah, in Scotland, that is traditional.
Yeah,
that is. Yeah.
It's a
salad.
So, and then we have turkey.
Like, do you have a secondary meat?
Do you have a secondary meat? That was the question.
I'd like, I don't know, sausages?
Sausages, little sausages, but that counts as a secondary meat.
That's like fucking, well, I mean, it's the same, but
sausage
double,
wrapped in bacon.
I mean, yeah. I make my pigs in blankets with sausage meat and bacon and doing it myself, but you know, whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, no, I like that. That's like porn to me. I love shit like that.
Yeah.
Right, let's try and find a
pate wrapped in caviar.
Oh, there was one. There was a question here somewhere. From Max Perkins. Best footballing moment of the year.
Oh, shit.
Brackets, apart from winning the award that you never mentioned. Close brackets.
That's tough because calendar year is tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? 2016, what a crazy year.
Well, it's got to be Leicester winning the league.
Leicester, that's the best. As a West Ham fan, the best
the best.
Yeah,
Leicester winning the league.
Hearts didn't exactly have a vintage year either, so there's not much for us, but...
For me, last day of the season, Tottenham losing and us coming second.
Oh, you're such a shitbag. Fuck off.
We come second, they come first.
As if that is better than Leicester winning the league.
Of course it is. I'm an Arsenal fan. If I was a Leicester fan,
we finished second, it wasn't fourth, and we're such a great club.
No, I'm saying that Arsenal coming second over Tottenham is better for an Arsenal fan than Leicester.
You're
going to
remember
winning.
That in 10 years, aren't you? You fucking
probably. Player. It's the only time we ain't come fucking fourth.
You lunatic.
Yeah, no, I'm happy with that. Yeah, Arsenal coming second is better as an Arsenal fan.
Mine was probably then the Wales beating Belgium, the Robson Kanu Cruyff turn.
Really?
At the Euros.
Yeah, that was quite good.
Yeah.
Oh, to be fair, Sturridge scoring the winner against Wales. That was pretty fucking. So I was a bit drunk in the pub. That was quite good.
No, for me, it was the Wales beating Belgium was pretty phenomenal. That was quite cool.
So in 5 seasons' time, I'm going to ask you the same question.
Weird, man. You lot are mental.
You guys aren't going to remember any of this stuff.
No.
Probably not.
Ashley
Williams scoring a header against Belgium won me and my mate a grand between us. So that one I remember. So that was all right. There were some actual football related questions there, Tom, and everything.
There was, now, I mean, there's a lot more that aren't. Should we just cherry pick a couple? Because we don't want to go too.
We don't want to go over. And we've got an email to read, I think, somewhere, haven't we? Probably.
We do, yeah. Right, let's go for the most mental then. Martin Snowy Stewart tweeted us.
Snowy!
Would you rather have a hand made of ham than that regenerates monthly, or a sun cream making armpit that gives cream for one day at a time?
Wow, that is
just divulge that.
That
for a moment
is weird.
I don't. Yeah, it's definitely the sun cream armpit, isn't it? Because you could bottle the armpit and sell it, but bottle the cream and sell it, profit.
Also, you could make yourself a little like colostomy bag for your armpit, so that day to day, no one would know. Whereas if your hand's made of fucking ham that's just getting nibbled on, you'd have seagulls at you.
It regenerates monthly. You just have, by the end of the month, you just have a little stub, wouldn't you? A little rotting stub.
It's just a very strange period. Once
very
a month
strange.
Your ham. It's a strange tweet. It's a very
it's
odd
a very
tweet.
Strange
I think it's very, it depends where you live though, doesn't it? Because if you're somewhere
what?
Warm,
depends where you live. It depends where you live because a lot of countries you're actually revered if you have a
yeah, if you live in a Muslim country, Sharia law, that ham would be very dangerous.
No, think about it. If you live somewhere very hot, having some cream kind of armpit is very good for you, right?
Yeah.
But if you're stuck in the Arctic, having some cream, first of all, is no use. Having some ham, probably quite good.
I don't live in the Arctic though, Ash.
No, I was just saying it's very subjective to where you do live. So you being in the jungle, I expect probably the ham would have come in handy.
Not really, mate. Food was phenomenal. On-site catering was brilliant. No worries. That was good.
Let's just do one more. We had so many questions, but I just think we can't spend too much time reading out mental questions from people. One was like, what would you get Wallers if you had him at the Secret Santa? That was a good one. I like that.
I'd get him a cushion for the bench.
How dare you? I was going to say a beard trimmer to keep that lovely beard in check.
I'd give a bandage for that
bird. Oh, absolutely. And then you wanted me to read this one out, Ash, from our close friend Ian Stimson, Stimmy Stimdog. He said, Give me a Christmas cocktail, mostly for Ash, obviously.
Go for it, Ash. It's all you, mate.
Go on.
Christmas I don't know if I mentioned this on the previous podcast. Nice Christmas drink. Whilst everyone's drinking mulled wine like a loser.
Yeah.
It's called a Blonde Angel. Right. And it's delicious.
Okay.
So warm up some cider.
Oh, what sort of cider? Are we talking White Lightning?
We're definitely not talking White Lightning. Something that Craig would drink.
Okay.
Warm that up.
Yep.
Add in some amaretto.
Yeah.
And some advocate.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Mix it together. It looks and has the consistency of custard.
Okay.
And tastes like the tits.
Okay. Advocat, did you say that?
Yeah, yes. Dick Advocat.
That's eggnog, isn't it? Is that eggnog?
It's similar. I don't know if it's
similar. Does it not, really want to try. Does it not curdle?
It does not. But it looks like it does. So it does look fairly disgusting, but it is amazing. So, mulled cider, or just like warm cider.
Yeah.
Amaretto. Advocat.
I'm going to buy some advocat.
Yeah, it's well. I actually had, whilst I was in America.
He's writing it down.
Last time. It was well good. But it was like, it wasn't like out of a carton from a supermarket. No. It was like a proper cocktail.
Did being in America open up a whole new world of shit, like weird drinks for you? Could you be like, I'll have a rum and Mountain Dew, please? Or like really weird things that you had.
It was well good because every place you go, you ask for a cocktail and it's just like always a jug the size of the table of just mad shit.
Yeah.
Really good.
You and Dom just drinking it and just laughing. Like,
yeah.
Run around.
Them other two bloody losers that aren't here.
Tom and or Craig,
yeah.
Yeah.
Craig, do you want to read the email?
Yeah, we got an email, actually. So, well, I'll only do the quick non-football part at the end, but I thought it was quite a nice email from Jimmy Pyle. Jimmy the Pyle's Pyle.
Pylon.
Yeah. I bet he got that at school a lot where people shouted Pylon at him and just jumped on him.
I would have thought so.
Yeah. He asked a fantasy question, which, you know, we've covered that. Sorry, mate. But we have kind of covered it. And he said, non-fantasy related, how did you three meet? Can't remember you ever telling us that story. Thought it'd be heartwarming for Christmas. Which is nice, isn't it?
It's nice.
So, yeah. We met a dog fight. So we met a dog fight and we all bet on a dog that lost called Gaffer.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much how it went.
Yeah. And I went, God, this is a bit like Ian Dowie's recent season. He went, wow, you know a lot about football.
Yeah.
So do you. Let's do a podcast. And in a few years, we'll win an award. No, how did we all meet?
Me and you were working at Gamblers Anonymous.
Yeah.
And then somebody...
Some guy come in out of the rain. I remember his little glasses steamed up and he just went... I've lost so much money. I can't afford any quinoa anymore.
And after 15 hours of him explaining to us how gambling worked, we were sort of hooked.
And then that was it. And then
right, we'll give you a genuine answer now.
Yeah.
Genuine answer is Tom and I knew each other independently and Tom and Ash knew each other independently. So Tom and I met at a gig when we were both doing stand-up. It was only both about our 10th gig ever.
2012 it was.
Yeah, both did our, 10th gig ever. We did it in this... It was a pretty bad gig. It was weird. It wasn't actually a stand-up gig. It was like a variety gig. So there would be, Tom would go on, and then someone would go on.
I was first. I didn't even know I was first. And they went, first up is Tom, and there's people there, and there's, kids dancing. And then I'm getting up telling knob gags.
Yeah.
In my little fucking chimney sweep out going, hey, here's one for ya.
Yeah, yeah. So Tom would do these jokes, and then someone would walk on glass or something afterwards. Or that. And then... And then I went on, and I thought I was on last, actually, and then they put on an opera singer or something. It was fucking mental. But anyway, we just ended up talking a bit about... I just started watching The Ultimate Fighter, and Tom was this UFC expert, so we got on, and that was it. And then independently, Tom knew Ash.
I knew Ash, yeah. How did we meet Ash? Our wives worked together, didn't they?
Yeah.
And they introduced us. They were like... She was like, your missus was like, oh, Ash likes UFC. And I was like... I like UFC. And then you came round my house and we watched UFC, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, correct.
And then we had a few drinks.
Yeah.
And some chocolate fingers.
Yeah.
Remember that? And then the three of us. Oh, so essentially, I'm the glue that holds the gaffer tapes together. I was just sort of the introductory glue that.
So I pitched the idea. I think you guys wanted to do a podcast, a comedy one.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to do one.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I was trying to get you to do a UFC one, but you weren't sure about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, or we could do fantasy football because I'm an expert. And then you were like, that's good because you're an expert. That's good because Craig's an expert. And then we all met and then we swiftly realised that one of the three of us wasn't.
Yeah.
But then you guys at least let me come on the podcast anyway, so that's nice.
That is right. Yeah. And then I just remember we sat in a little pub in Windsor where we clearly decided this would be a great idea, thinking of names. And then at one point, the words "fantasy football" were said.
Fantasy football, and that was a really tense moment. That
and I said, moment. "That's my only deal breaker is that we never use the word banter unironically." And then that was it. And then here we are, 3 years on. So that is the story.
There we go. Yeah, that's essentially what happened. Yeah,
that's how the.
And that was when we realised that you drink mental drinks, because it was like about midday and me and Craig had a pint and Ash had like an orange juice and Kahlua and went, it tastes like Smarties. And it did.
Oh,
that's,
it does.
That's genuinely the drink that it was, yeah.
It was.
And then I think we got a bit pissed. So that was it. That was thanks, Jimmy Pyle, but God bless us, everyone.
That was lovely.
Bit of a longer part two, but it's a Christmas special, isn't it? In part three, we'll have a look at the mental fixtures coming up. And also, I'm going to guess, is there a quiz? But before we do go, since I've been away, there's been loads of other developments. You guys have started, like, getting money and shit.
Big bucks.
Mega.
We started the Patreon campaign. It kicked off. And then it went straight in top corner from kickoff.
Yeah.
And we've already reached our first Patreon goal.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
So I worked out that in order for us to be able to afford the drinks that we drink just casually whilst we're recording, it basically costs us $20.
Mm-hmm.
I only work in dollars now. And we've made 23.
Oh, well done.
Woo, woo, woo,
so
woo,
we're now on to our second one. Our second target is to actually cover the cost of doing the podcast.
Yeah.
But now we can afford to drink whilst we're doing it. It's a little bit easier.
Yeah.
So, does somebody know who the patrons are? Somebody got the list?
We know, but we do have, we have messaged them and stuff because, we're going to have a lot of really cool exclusive content for patrons.
In all seriousness, we have got come up with some. I've actually got the little list. Do you want me to give them a roll call? Hall of Fame, Ash. So the Gafferazzi Hall of Fame is Ian Stimson, Raphael Briand, Chuck Bailey, Padful, Joe Bloomed Bloom, Heath Crammer versus Crammer, James Ladd's Holiday Doncaster, and Colin McCluskey, and those people all lost their lives in 2016. No, they didn't. They're all pledges. They are all proper Gafferazzi. We genuinely absolutely appreciate it. It blew my mind. I was out in Australia seeing all this.
It is
phenomenal. And so we have been working really hard trying to come up with some cool stuff that you guys are going to get as rewards. And we have actually thought of some really good stuff. We won't obviously reveal it all just yet. But there is going to be lots of little bits of exclusive content and bits and bobs, which all seems pretty cool. But yeah.
Yeah, oh, and also, we got an amazing email from Jack Saunders. Really, really cool email. And he did like a whole emoji quiz. And I was thinking we could send that to the Gafferazzi.
Yeah, so we're going to send that exclusively to our Patreon donated pledges. And obviously, you can join that Gafferazzi and donate as little, even if it's just as little as a dollar on their lowest option. And where do they go, Ash?
Patreon.com/thegaffertapes.
Amazing. Yeah. Cool.
And there's pictures of us on there and everything.
Oh, there is. And we look so handsome. We look so, so handsome.
But
thanks very much to the guys who have pledged. And I'm sure after Christmas, you know, once Granny gives you the money, then you can help us out a little bit more. But in part three, we're going to go through the fixtures coming up. And is there a Tommy Christmas quiz?
There's a little Tommy Christmas quiz.
There's a little Tommy Kringle Crimbo quiz that's all coming up as well. All that's coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, the UK's best football podcast, officially, with Tom, Ash,
hello,
and me.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Woo.
Worlds, technically.
Definitely.
I mean, I don't know, you say definitely, but the award doesn't say that. But there is an award, so it's all good all around.
The award doesn't say Britain's best podcast.
It just says best.
It just says best.
Best football podcast.
And more for them.
Yeah, and I can't imagine there's that many international fantasy football podcasts anyway. So I don't know who we'd be competing against.
Best podcast, isn't it? So obviously it's very nearly Christmas. As we record this, it is the 22nd. Very exciting. Tom's first Christmas with a child.
Yeah, he's looking forward to it, the lad.
That's very exciting.
Loves wrapping paper.
Loads of presents.
Has he got
lots of little presents?
Yeah, got loads of shit, mate. Yeah.
Ash has probably bought his dog a load of presents.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And I will die alone. So, but all Christmas coming up. The best thing about Christmas, obviously, isn't Mrs. Brown's Boys, as sadly about 10 million people in Britain think it is. It's football everywhere, constantly. It is pretty clustered with fixtures. There's a game week starting on Boxing Day. There's a game week starting on the 30th of December, and there's a game week starting on the 2nd of January. That is pretty tight with fixtures.
There's a lot of stuff going on. There's going to be a lot of injuries. There's going to be people that are in form, aren't in form. You know, someone might get suspended. That you really need to keep your eye in, and you also need to think about your transfers.
Shit me. So on Sunday, the 1st of January, at 4 o'clock, Arsenal Palace play.
Oh, yeah.
And then at 12 o'clock the next day,
exactly,
Leicester play Middlesbrough.
And that's a different game week.
Exactly. So you'll get 6 o'clock on New Year's Day. At 6 o'clock on New Year's Day, the game's finished. You can't have your usual close the laptop, have a relax, because it's an early kickoff, 11 a.m. or whatever the next day. Your team needs to be locked in.
So, yeah, you haven't got...
Not enough, only that, Ash, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but your wild card will be active then, as it's January. Is that right?
Yeah.
So if you want to do that, you only get a few hours to do it. I think you'd be mad to do it early.
Becomes active mid-game week, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, before the Watford Spurs game. And obviously there's also a pretty tight turnaround when on the 28th of December, when you're still, you know, probably eating leftovers, Southampton play Spurs at 7:45. And then on Friday the 30th is the beginning of the next one. So you've only got that Thursday really to sort out your team for the next game week. So it is, people are going to forget. And that's where vultures like me hope to swoop.
Yeah, yeah. Part of me does quite like that. Although I feel duty bound, you know the fact that I pretty much run the Gaffer Tapes Twitter to inform our sort of 5,000 followers that they should be doing it. But I think let them know once, and then that's it. I've done a bit.
Just let them know just moments after it closed.
Yeah. Oh, just to let you know, it's just the transfer window's closed. But
you should have known. Do you remember in the first season we did this podcast, Tom, you used to not like saying stuff about your team? You'd like hold it back. And I was like, it's our duty. We have to tell people. And you were like, yeah, I've got a couple of tricks on my sleeve. I'll let you know later.
Yeah. They never like did any good because I was always shit. So,
but you used to do a lot of that.
I did. Yeah. I used to like, yeah, being tricked. It's because like people at work used to listen. And I didn't want them knowing. I didn't want to lose my work league.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But I've sewed that shit up now, so don't worry about it. I won it last year.
Did you?
Big time.
Pressure though, isn't it? So look,
did anyone else pull out?
No, not at all.
Just got better, innit? Progressed. Just I've got worse. So looking at the fixtures and thick and fast, it's hard to kind of look at them. You have to look at them, I think, as a triple. You kind of have to look over those 3 weeks, who's going to be good for me over those 3 game weeks? Because then if you do have a problem or you do forget or you do whatever, you're still looking solid. So I guess we just got to try and pick out teams that have decent enough fixtures as a three. If two out of three of them are great and one of them's all right, that probably turns out like a good pick and a good player to get from that side. First one I noticed was Man U. You've obviously always got to look for people who've got two home games out of the three, at least. I don't think you can, while we're off air, you can't get three in a row. United have Sunderland at home in the game week one, we'll call it, of the three. Middlesbrough at home in the second of the 3 game weeks, and then West Ham away in the third of the 3 game weeks. That seems pretty good to me.
Yeah.
It's like 3-1-0 wins, basically.
Could well be, yeah, but it could be. You could imagine with Middlesbrough and Sunderland at home that Zlatan, it does strengthen his argument a bit.
Yeah.
Do you know what? As much as I said earlier, no, not interested. Looking at that, that is tempting, isn't it? That's very tempting.
I could see that being three 1-0s, Zlatan, game over.
Definitely.
So there's obviously, or, you know, if you want to take a bigger risk, then, you know, you could bring in someone like Pogba, but is anyone really?
I think midfield-wise, Mata better than Pogba.
But he hasn't scored as much as Pogba this season, but neither of them have scored great. They're 59 and 49 points for the season, so it's not huge. And then at the back, Blind is there. But, you know, if you're looking to swap your number one goalkeeper, De Gea maybe, because like Ash said, that could easily be 3-1-0. So Man United are one of the teams that have pretty favourable fixtures. Is there anyone that stood out to you? Arsenal.
Arsenal as well, yeah. At home to West Brom, then we're at home to Palace, then we're away to Bournemouth. So
it's good.
I think if you've got Sanchez, that's a couple of captain's armbands on in there.
And then so maybe double up.
Well, if you're going to use your wild card as well, the two games after that are Swansea and Burnley. So
Oh, wow. That's a fight.
So you just get three.
I was about to say, do you think it's time then, Ash, to maybe just get your three Arsenal players in now and just do it if you can?
I haven't really had three Arsenal players, but I'm only sort of middling in the league all season. So I reckon, yeah, they're a bit inconsistent, but you can't really go too far wrong with at least a defender and a midfielder from Arsenal.
Well, bearing in mind, so as a five, we're looking at West Brom home, Palace home, Bournemouth away, Swansea away, Burnley at home. That's a tremendous five fixtures.
The only thing that's tempered by is it's fucking Arsenal, isn't it? This is just the kind of thing that they're just going to fuck it up. Because otherwise they'll win the league. And it's not going
to
happen.
Who would you look at then? Would it be just your Koscielny and Walcott just to strengthen it?
No, Monreal.
Monreal.
He comes a bit cheaper than Koscielny, at 0.5 million cheaper.
Yeah, oh, Koscielny's good, that's true. It's just probably like Sanchez and Koscielny or Monreal.
If we take into account most people have Sanchez, I guess Walcott's at 7.8 million with 90 points. Ozil's 9.6 million with 78 points. I think it's probably, if you want the third, it's probably Walcott because no one's touching Giroud.
No.
Yeah.
And Walcott is still in form enough, I think.
It's difficult to pick a third.
It is, yeah.
Well, you could go, they do concede, but probably over that run of fixtures, they're not going to concede too many.
Take the keeper or two defenders. I would happily have Koscielny and Monreal if I could slot that together somehow.
Yeah.
Or just check. Yeah, it's not a bad shout. So three Arsenal players is pretty decent. But those two teams, United and Arsenal's, do strike me as a bit stronger than some of the others, to be honest with you. There are other teams with two home games, but yeah.
Leicester have got a reasonable run, but then as soon as you hit the end of it, they got Everton, West Ham, and Middlesbrough, which is going to be close games.
Christmas, yeah.
And then they're straight into Chelsea plus the African Cup. So,
but then we can remember we can wildcard then.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I think for the over Christmas period, next three game weeks, Everton, West Ham, and Middlesbrough for Leicester. That's not bad.
It's the kind of games they'd probably win as well.
And it's two home out of three again. So I think you always want to try and do that.
How long's Vardy suspended for?
Oh, that's true.
Vardy suspension. It hasn't been rescinded, has it?
Maybe.
So it was a straight red. Jamie Vardy is back. He's suspended until the 7th of January. So all of a sudden, Slimani becomes a very popular option. And do you know what? He's actually only 13 points shy of Vardy for the season anyway, really? And 1.3 million cheaper. So he's probably likely to play 90 minutes. And given that when you think about points to minutes as a ratio, Slimani's played 90 minutes three times this entire season. So to only be 13 points behind him, I think you're right. I think Slimani's quite a shrewd shout over Christmas. And then, like you were saying, you just wildcard. If their fixtures get hard, then you wildcard and you're fine. So yeah, I think I think you're right. Arsenal players, United players, and maybe Chico times Slimani and stick him in.
Yeah.
Decent. I like that.
Holy shit, that sounded knowledgeable, didn't it, all that?
Deeth. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. As well, my little tip, just for next game week, I do fancy, like I said, Sterling. But then City have got a tough game against Liverpool the following game week 19, that's on the 31st. But then a decent one, and that's when Aguero's back, isn't it, 31st, back for the Liverpool game. And then their final Christmas fixture for City at home to Burnley, so maybe you do want to get Aguero back ASAP as soon as you can, really.
I don't know.
Not necessarily for the Liverpool game, but so what's that Burnley game, I think, home to Burnley.
So if you look when he's coming back...
Aguero?
So Man City's next set of games.
Yeah.
So if he comes back for Liverpool, they've got Liverpool, Burnley, Everton, Tottenham. Or if you stick with Zlatan, they've got Middlesbrough, West Ham, Liverpool and Stoke.
Yeah.
I think you're probably better just sticking with Zlatan the whole time.
Aguero's suspended till the 31st, isn't he? I know you probably said
that.
He's
back for the Liverpool game.
Yeah. Unless, of course, like he comes back and they're right back on form and they're just tearing it up.
Yeah.
His price isn't going to go up that much.
I think the more we look at it, I think the more Zlatan actually seems like a very good option to have. You said he's 30-something percent pick, didn't you?
35.
Well, Aguero's still 17.7, so some people have held on to him.
I missed the last couple of games because I've been away. Who's playing up front for Arsenal now?
Is it Sanchez?
It's just Sanchez.
Yeah, Sanchez. Yeah, still Giroud in, but he's just not getting a game.
What about Walcott? Is he playing on the wing then?
Walcott's playing in a front kind of three.
He had Ozil just behind actually the other for the last game, but Walcott has been. I don't know. Sometimes he plays out wide, but then sometimes he's a bit more through the middle, but.
But not up front on his own.
No. It's just still Sanchez,
It's all very fluid, Ash. It's all very fluid.
Also, Chelsea, just very quickly, decent enough fixtures for the first couple. So they're at home to Bournemouth, at home to Stoke.
Yeah.
And they're away to Spurs, final game of this Christmas period.
Bournemouth and Stoke at home, obviously, are strong fixtures. But
and obviously, they've got no Costa. But how long's Costa out for?
Not long. Same as Aguero now, 31st of December.
He's back 31st. So it's only one game that he's missing. Okay, so yeah. So he's missing the Bournemouth game, and then Costa's back for
exactly
at home to Stoke. So yeah, I wouldn't get rid of Costa. I wouldn't get rid of him if you got him in. I'm benching him, and I'm just playing five midfield.
So last game week, I finally gave up on Hazard. He scored like 1 in 7 or 1 in 6 or something.
Peaks and troughs with him.
Yeah, but now Costa's out.
He's still their top scoring midfielder. 103 points. For the season, Hazard.
Is he?
He's just a bit pricey for me.
He is pricey, but he's still actually the second highest scoring midfielder in the game.
Wow.
Sanchez at 127, Hazard at 103, and then Mane at 102, with Walcott and Lallana in fourth and fifth.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So it's still
Alan Banana, the man.
Interesting stats. So hopefully that helps you all out for the Christmas period. Yeah. And obviously, Tom will still be on Twitter, and I'll be there and thereabouts as well, so we can still hopefully have a bit of a chat and a bit of a discussion about who you're going to pick and what's what. But hopefully that helps you out for that Christmas period and those three fixtures.
Best way to do it is the way that we've got it here in the studio, is just open them as separate windows and just have the game week 18, 19 and 20 all next to each other. And it's really easy to sort of see there and plan what you're going to do.
And failing that, just ask Ash's wife. Because she is absolutely kidding. Although you were saying, interestingly, Ash, how does Becky pick her team?
So she went for, the first year we did this, she picked them via names.
Yeah, I remember.
The funniest names.
Yep. Yeah.
Then she picked them via who had the best haircuts.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And she didn't do particularly well either of those seasons. she did badly.
Yeah.
But she's also in her work league, because she works for a big corporation in London. And so then this year, I was like, well, why don't you try and, you're really good at it, why don't you try and win your work league?
Mm.
So she was like, okay, she's going to pick her team just based on the advice we give on the podcast. She actually listens every week.
Yeah, so not the things we do, but the things we say for people to do.
Yeah, so whatever we say, she's just like, notes it down, right, that's what she's doing. And she's fucking smashing all of us.
She's top 50 of the Decatapes League. Yeah, she's about 46th or 45th or something.
Yeah, absolutely crushing everybody in her work league.
Which proves that we do give good advice, we just can't actually apply it all to our team.
It's like your blog for Fantasy Yamar, Craig. You have all the good tips. But don't follow them yourself.
Well, you can't follow
all.
I think
we should. I think we should actually take our own advice. I think we should give each other advice, and then.
We should start a podcast.
We should do a podcast and do advice.
Yeah, we give
things. So we do an advice only podcast.
Advice
you listen
only
to.
Podcast, cut out all the shit.
Yeah. Patreon Platinum subscribers.
Yeah.
You can get a 5-minute version of the podcast with just the good
shit. Tips, just stats. Just like the bloke who reads out the scores in monotone voice.
Yeah.
Romford won.
We don't want to be giving away the fact that, we don't want to give away the fact that there is actually only 5 minutes of useful material in an entire hour and something
that's
podcast.
It.
But
talking of something that's absolutely not useful.
Yes.
It's the return of the bloody quiz.
Finally.
Craig, if you haven't been listening in the jungle, which you said you haven't, you will also not have heard. I think it might have been in the, I don't know if it was the Dom episode where he was on or what, but I did say that I did give Ash a point in the quiz because I thought it wasn't fair that you're not here and he is here and you can't, play the quiz. So I thought, well, I'll give him a point. So it's 6-4. So it was 6-3. It's 6-4.
I was expecting much worse, so I'll take that.
Yeah, it's 6-4 to Ash. No, 6-4 to you. So what I was going to do, one of our Patreon pledgers gave us a quiz idea, quiz name. Now, I'm not going to do that this week. I'm going to do that for our next podcast at the start of the new year, because that's one of the benefits that they have of pledges. He came up with a quiz idea, which I'm working on. But I did have one in the back, in my back pocket. So here is our lovely, lovely quiz. It's the return of the quiz. A long, long waited return. You know, whose line is it anyway?
Christ.
More like, whose back line is it anyway?
Hey! Oh,
that's
I like
good.
That. I thought it was going to be linesman. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. Who are these famous linesmen? And I describe their faces.
Yeah.
No. So what I've done is I've taken some of the greatest defenders of all time. Okay, Ash, stop yawning. literally just leant back on his seat and just started yawning. Just go, I hate the quiz. I've taken some of the greatest defenders of all time, and I put their names into an anagram generator.
Oh, God.
Okay. So I'm going to read their name out, the anagram version. You have to guess who it is. Now, obviously, I realise that it might take a while. So what I've done is I'm going to read out the name, and then I'm just going to have a little blurb about the name. And then if you still haven't got it by the end of that, I've got three little clues that will give you the name.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. Is it the first person to shout it out?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Right.
Okay. So the first one, so this is, these are greatest defenders of all time. There's some of them are playing now, some of them are not. Okay. So the first one is Embryo Boob.
God.
As in, I can see from your ultrasound, that's quite a buxom preborn baby you've got there. Yeah, she's definitely got a case of Embryo Boob.
Oh my God.
Is that... So is that statement to do with boobies, or is that just
that's just to fill a little bit of silence?
So nothing to do with
that's
the
just context. Going
your groans, yeah. Okay. No, it's just embryo boob. Okay. Yeah, embryo boob. Okay, right. So I'm going to give you little clues then.
Yeah.
West Ham.
Billy Bobby Moore.
Billy Bobby Moore. he realised he got it and he panicked and went Billy. Bobby Moore. That is correct.
Ah, good.
Embryo boob is Bobby Moore. Okay. So that's one as well.
Can I just say I like the fact that Ash thought that the conversation about buxom pregnancies might be actually to do with a footballer.
Yeah, I thought it was like a cryptic clue.
I did. I thought it was
tits player.
No, who's the guy who did when they scored? You know, did the Bebeto thing.
Yeah, no, it's not that.
I thought it was alright.
That'll have been Bebeto.
Yeah, that would be Bebeto there, wouldn't it? Right, okay. Number two, I am piano doll.
Oh my God.
I am piano doll. Part acoustic stringed musical instrument, part popular toy for little girls. I am piano doll.
Is it Paolo Maldini?
It is Paolo Maldini! Yes, one all. Well done. My clues there were Italian, Milan, and veteran.
That's good, because we'd have definitely got it from that.
Yeah, defers. Right. Well, this is exciting, isn't it?
It is a bit. How many are there?
I don't know. There might be an even number, which would be an issue. Not a problem. Right. Number three. Cab rank, freeze bun. Have fun sat in a taxi stop last night in the cold. Nah, mate. Cab rank, freeze bun. these are the bits that took me ages.
I'm not surprised.
Okay, cab rank freeze bun. I'm going to give you the first of your little clues. German.
Franz Beckenbauer.
Yes. Oh, he did it.
Obsessed with what name had a Z in it.
Yeah. Right. Excellent. Oh, I'm really glad this is going down well. Right, so it's 2-1 to Ash. Okay, next one. Number four. Breast or colour? Little tip there. Colour is spelt the American way there.
That's very helpful.
Breast or colour? I can't decide if I want a bit of tit or to do some painting. breast or colour?
It's so distracting.
Breast or colour?
Okay.
I'm going to give you your first clue. Brazilian. Second clue. Left back.
Roberto Carlos.
No. Oh, he got it. Ash got it. 3-1. Bloody hell. Well done, guys. This is intense. 3-1. I've got 1, 2, 3 left.
Oh, shit. I need them all.
You need them all. 3-1. Okay. Okay, here we go. Hip Pimp Hall. Coming down the pub tonight? No, I'm going down to this new trendy place where a load of prostitute bosses hang out. Oh, the Hip Pimp Hall. I've heard all about it. The Hip Pimp Hall. Okay, I'm going to have to give you a clue now, boys.
Oh, shit.
German.
Yeah, you go.
Bayern Munich, 2014 World Cup.
Is that a clue or is that a buzzer?
That was a clue. Tiny sheep.
You might have to call time on us here, mate.
Have you not got it? Everyone at home is screaming the answer. Okay, that was Philipp Lahm.
Ah!
Oh, yeah.
German Bayern Munich 2004 World Cup. Come on, what else do you need?
It's hard.
Well, when I think the, what was that? Was the bar, because it was alarm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that. That's immediately made me start.
Oh, okay. To be fair, I only had three little tips. Little clues. They were German Bayern Munich 2014 World Cup. So then I just made a sheet noise.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Right. So technically I only have two left. So Craig could pull it level and then I'll have to come up with some kind of
tiebreak
thing. Right. Next one. I saw.
What? E-Y-E?
No, I.
Right.
I saw orgasm. I saw, S-O-R-E, orgasm. I got into that tantric sex. Was at it for about 14 hours. I saw orgasm.
Where's Morgan? No, there's an I. Damn it. Ignore me.
What did you say?
Totally wrong. I said, where's Morgan? It's totally wrong. There's all the wrong letters. I saw org.
And it's also some of the best defenders ever as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Premier League winning. Where's Morgan?
Yeah. Okay. So I saw orgasm. Spanish.
Sergio Ramos. There's a W, Craig.
Oh, he's got it. He's got it. Yeah. Yes, well done.
Oh, my God.
3-2. 3-2, right. Craig, you need this last one. Okay, last one. I swim swan-like arc.
What?
I swim swan-like arc.
How's arc spelt?
Arc spelt with a C.
A-R-C. Okay.
I swim swan-like arc. I swim swan-like arc.
Come on then.
Okay, so a little clue will be gaffer tapes.
Waluszewski. Waluszewski.
Yeah, it is. it's Wallers.
I couldn't think of his fucking name.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Wallers. Excellent. Right.
Are you now
okay,
doing
then.
Another anagram?
No, I'm not. What I'm going to do is I've just looked up Wallers. We're going to guess how old Wallers is, right?
By years and months and days.
I think we'll do years and months, yeah.
Okay. Oh, shit. Okay.
Just Googling away.
Just Googling Wallers.
I got it written down in case you needed it. But I'll say it first. I'll say it first if it helps.
Go on, Ash. Write something down.
Okay.
How old is Wallers? Cult icon in the world's biggest FPL podcast.
Oh, this would be such a good comeback.
It would be amazing. It would be the stuff of legend.
Don't call it a comeback. What have you got? Have you written it down, Ash?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go first, in spirit of fairness.
Go on, then.
I've gone for 31 years and 7 months.
31 years and 7 months?
Well, I've effectively gone higher. Okay. 32.5 months.
He is an astonishing 36 and a half.
Oh!
Oh!
Ash, he looks
Ash,
so good.
Ash takes it.
He looks so great.
He does. I actually think a while ago, at some point we've been doing this, I looked up his age.
Oh, did you?
Because I thought, as soon as you said it, I thought he's 36. And then when I wrote it down, I was like, but then we keep looking at pictures of him, and I honestly thought the same thing. I thought, there's no way he's 36.
He looks good for his age.
Yeah.
So there you go. Ash has pulled it back.
6'5".
6'5" overall. Yeah. Wow. What did we think of the quiz?
It's good.
That was good.
It was right, wasn't it?
I really enjoyed that, yeah.
I think you needed the little thing in there to just, otherwise it would have just been...
Terrible broadcasting. If it had just been the name and silence, it helped.
Exactly. We definitely won the award on the back of my quizzes.
I think
that's all I'm going
to
say.
Did you listen to the Chuck episode?
Not all of it. No.
Did you listen to the end?
No. Why?
I told a fucking amazing.
Oh, right.
The last thing that happened before we won.
That is true, actually.
The last thing that happened before we won the awards, the last thing that anybody would listen
to. Ash told this fantastic anecdote he has about Lee Sharp.
I thought it was fucking incredible.
Yeah.
You should go back and listen to it.
I think that's probably what did it for us.
I'll have a listen.
It's the best thing we've ever done.
Yeah.
We'll have a listen. But, that's pretty much us, isn't it? In a bumper edition, Christmas special of the Gaffer Tapes. It might be a record for our longest one, but it's Christmas, isn't it? And we're going to be gone for a little while. So when are we back, Tom and Ash?
I think we'll be back just after game week 20, which will be start of January. So the final game of game week 20 is Wednesday, the 4th of January. We'll be back just after that. And we'll preview, or rather review, all of the Christmas fun and activities and games and madness.
And get chatting and wild card and transfer windows and all sorts of stuff.
That's what we'll be doing.
But other than that, before that, have a good Christmas. Take some time off the FPL. Give it a rest. Put the laptop away. Let me catch up. And that's what to do over Christmas. But thank you so much for listening in 2016. It's been awesome.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a lovely, bloody award-winning year, hasn't it?
It's been
for everybody else, it's like 2016. the worst year ever.
Yeah.
Not for us.
Not for us. Yeah, no, yeah. And 2017 is going to be bigger, you know, new year, new us and all that stuff.
So all that. But yeah, thanks very much for listening, as always. Anything else, Ash? Any final thoughts?
At the Gaffer Tapes on Twitter, thegaffertapes.com. Get on Patreon, patreon.com/thegaffertapes. Join the league, 4945-2085.
I should actually probably say, whilst I was away, I met up with Don Monaghan. I did say that.
Sure. Oh, yeah, but you sort of mentioned it.
I sort of felt a bit weird about talking about it. Mm. We did actually do loads of stuff. He's actually such a fucking nice guy. It was really nice of him to meet up. But over the next few podcasts, I'll go through all the shit we did. It was fucking amazing.
Really?
Not to make you feel bad. I mean, it was awesome. Oh, I was like, he is such a nice guy. Genuinely.
I don't know if I like this feature, Tom.
I think you're going to have to, we'll have to okay it before we can.
I don't know if I like this feature.
I saw Nick Knowles on the way here. This ass absolutely true. I saw Nick Knowles on the way to the studio. Swear to God, down Eaton High Street, I saw Nick Knowles. That was the first thing I was going to say when I come in, but Ash's dog attacked me. No, honestly, I did. I saw Nick Knowles, and he smelled like pine, which I thought was quite strange. He was wearing like a big furry jumper.
So. He lives next door.
Does he?
Yeah.
He doesn't actually.
He does.
Does he actually live down
there? We talked about it before on the podcast.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, I do not remember that.
Do you?
No. It was a cherry beer night. So it's a good place to leave you of the year in complete nonsense. It is that Nick Knowles, for those who don't know anyone outside of England, is a DIY TV presenter. So Tom's just seen him. So all good FPL stuff. But all the best with the game weeks coming out. Remember to tweet us your balls at the Gaffer Tapes and let us know how you get on. And obviously, like Tom said, get on thegaffertapes.com, get on patreon.com/thegaffertapes. And other than that, we will see you in the new year. So let's all say bye.
Bye, guys. Bye, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Have a dirty angel or whatever they're called that Ash suggested. And, a blonde angel.
Oh, that could be a Patreon thing. If you're a mega platinum subscriber, you get access to my cocktail blog.
Yeah.
That does genuinely sound good. But until then, thanks very much for listening and goodbye.